Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for your kindness and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege we have to come into your presence. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that is available, that gives us boldness in your presence. We pray that this evening, oh God, you will again continue the journey you've started with us as we all study one of the great truths in your word about many people that are called. You want us to recognize and to hear your voice as you've called us. Take us through these series, these steps. At the end of it, oh Lord, let many of us be able to recognize how you have called us. Thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? And you may please be seated. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. You're welcome to church tonight. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Remember, we're saying that your marriage must be such that, you see, your marriage must be an area marriage. Yeah? When you are getting married, we must all be in a marriage. If we are not all in a marriage, it's not a real marriage and a good one. Yeah. So when you're getting married, you must all be inside. Felicia, are you there? Don't come and tell me that, Reverend, I got married. I'll lay my hands on you. So your marriage must be a community marriage. Yeah. You see how sometimes people make a lot of complaints to me, you know. Complaints that I'm interested in and complaints that I'm not interested in. But it's because I'm seen as a to shaw. How do you say it? To shaw. People see me as a Tushar. An Amerindian chief or Amerindian something. Yeah, at least. All right, so the king made a marriage for his son. And verse 3 says that, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden, that were invited to the wedding, and they would not come. Have you seen that before? I mean, when you invite people for wedding, people come. Yeah. People find new. It's a very exciting time. Yeah. Yeah. So when these people are saying they will not come, Shaq, I mean, you're wondering, do they really understand what is going on? Sister Alana, they don't really understand what's going on. They don't understand what's going on. So he goes to verse 4. Jesus was speaking a parable, you know. And he says, again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which I invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. I went to a party one day with my big sister in Ghana, in the town. It was the mayor, the mayor of the city, Kumasi City Council. He was the one who had thrown the party. Yeah. So it was a big shot party. Yeah. It was one big pig that was being roasted. So there was somebody who was just turning the pork pig like that. The fire like that, and just turning it.
When it was ready, you go and see that he's just lying there like that. See? So when it was ready, you go, he has a knife, you just cut whatever you want. Yeah. I've not forgotten that party up till now. It's a similar thing. But this one is even far better. He killed the oxen. Oxen is a plural for ox. Isn't it? An ox is like what? It's like goat, or if you can, like that. Donkey, something like that. They eat. Horse. So my oxen and my fatlings. Fatlings is like the juicy animals that I have. I have reserved them for this wedding, and I've killed them now. And he says, and all things are ready, including the ice cream cake. He said, all of them are ready. And I know somebody who's not eating any ice cream cake no more. Okay, we are sorry. We lost you. We are sorry. We are sorry. All right, please don't make too much noise. The people are confused. Too much calories. He said, all the calories are ready. Come on to the marriage. Oh, verse 5. They said they were unavailable. But they made light of it. They made light of it. And it's been proven. The proof is that the man killed his oxen, he killed his fatlings, and the people who he invited to come to the wedding, they said they won't come. They were not available. Too much calories. Yeah. I like the first part of this verse. They made light of the invitation. And that is what is happening. If I get a chance to stand anywhere among Guyanese pastors, that's what I'll talk about. People are making light of such a great invitation to work for God. You see, I was thinking about it. These guys that I met about 30 guys on Sunday, right? Including Travin and Shaquille and all these guys who I'm trying to encourage about becoming a pastor. You see, and today I was thinking about it. And I said, you see, this thing that we're doing, people might not appreciate it. But you see big guys with big fat four-wheel drives who attract young boys to have sex with them. Yeah. This afternoon just came to me because I was going through the list. I was praying for them and I was going through the list and I was texting some of them. And I said, you see what? This is the same thing some big men will do. But thanks be to God that I am trying to engage them to help them to become pastors. Yeah. One of the greatest things you can ever have. So don't take it light. Don't take it light. The invitation of God Almighty to be called to do something for Him. You can't take it lightly. Wayne, you can't take it lightly at all. It is Satan who has made it such that people don't respect pastors. But I'm proud that I'm a pastor. I'm very, very proud that I'm a pastor. I tell you, I will never ask for anything better than this thing that I have. Yeah. And we are going to campaign for people to become pastors in this church. Young men, give their life to God and become pastors. Share. Yeah. If you are a young man, you come to light and you don't become a pastor, it means that you are going to hell. You can take it from me. You can buy your water as you are going to hell, so that when you get there, you can drink. Yeah. The greatest privilege ever. Let us not take it light to be called by God. so precious, so glorious. It's better than anything, Travin. It's better than anything. They can tell you, go to university, go and do this. All of that is nice. But at the end of it all, the greatest thing ever is to be called by God to that wedding, to be called, because the fatlings have been killed. The oxes are ready. He said, all things are ready for you. You are taking it lightly. Take it lightly. And I was reading, sit down. I was reading Luke, Hebrews chapter 11. When I was thinking about the call of God, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34. I'm still reading faith. I don't know whether Calvin has left faith, but I'm still doing faith. I'm still there in Hebrews chapter 11. I've not finished at all. Hebrews chapter 11. Go to verse 33. Let's start from there. It'll be nicer. You see, Travin, are you listening? Are you listening? Shaki, where are the guys? Are you here? Some of them are not here, but are you listening? You should listen to what I'm saying. The Bible says that he talks about people who through faith subdued kingdoms. I don't know what work you can ever have to do on earth that will make you subdue kingdoms. What will you do? You become American president. How many people become American president? To go and fight people and do war and kill people and take over their country. How many people can become American president? When Jack D wants to come for a third time, when are you even going to be a president? If everybody's going to do 15 years. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. How many people are crying to receive promises that they are not getting? But through faith, the Bible lists people who by faith have been able to do a lot of things. He says, they stopped the mouth of lions. Tell me something in this world that you can do, apart from becoming a Christian and being called by God, that can make a lion keep his mouth shut where you are concerned. Tell me. Please tell me. International Relations Management. Even if you have a PhD, if you have a PhD or you are a professor, even if you are a professor in international marriage, whatever relationship, beloved management, you cannot stop the mouth of a lion. I say you cannot stop the mouth of a lion with all the Oxford and the Cambridge and the Harvard you go to. Don't take this call lightly. Don't take this call lightly. Go on verse 34. He said, they quenched the violence of fire. No, Brother Brian, analyze it. What can you do in this world that can give you such power to quench the violence of, even though fire service in Guyana, they can't even quench fire. Go and see Camp and Rob Street, the Kisu's establishment. Go and see what happened to the building there. Go and see the effects of it on the Republic Bank that is across. And the Bible says that those that were called of God who walk by faith, they quench the violence of fire. I tell you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they are references to this story. They quench the violence. They made fire become nothing. They reduce fire to absolutely nonsense. Yeah. Because they had faith. The Bible says that they escaped the edge of the sword. How many people have been killed? They've arrested this guy who went to, I think, Nandi Park and put some bullets in some guy who was sleeping on his bed with his squad, fiancé or whatever, and their 18-month-old baby. I wonder why the guy didn't even get a chance to run. He was sleeping and that was it. Boom, 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 boom. That's it. They escaped the edge of the sword. It means that if you have faith and you stand for God and you receive the calling, people can try to do you things. People can try to do you things. But in all of it, you escape the edge of the sword. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, let nobody be that qualified to disturb your calling. Let nobody be that qualified to disturb the calling of God upon your life. Nobody is worth it. Nobody is worth it. Nothing is worth the calling of God upon your life. Out of weakness, we're made strong.
You see, for those of you who are always weak, faith makes you strong.
I said, faith will make you strong. Faith will make you strong. If you don't become strong, it means that you don't have faith. They waxed valiant in fight. You know what it means? When somebody waxed, it means that you continue to be strong. Waxing valiant. It's like your strength continues to increase in fight. So when your strength begins to go down, I said, when your strength begins to go down, it means that the more you fight, the more stronger you become. Shemiba, are you listening to me? Let nobody disturb you from the call that God has called you. I tell you. They tend to flight the armies of the aliens. Armies come and they just run. They were too ugly for the army of the aliens. What does he say? 35. He said, woman, please sit down. Bishop said, you are blocking people at the back.
No, look at it. We are talking about people who are taking the call of God lightly. He said, women receive their dead raised to life again. I said, tell me. He said, Charlie, what? Business management, MBA, WBP, TTT, what, I don't know, whatever, can bring a woman's child back to life.
None.
And this is even the good part. And he goes on to say about the not so seemingly nice part. He said, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. Let me tell you, when you are being tortured, it comes to a point you say, you know what? I beg you, please. I said, please. Torturing? When they put condom over a baton, they put it into your anus? He said, no, I never, please stop now.
The Bible said, they were tortured, not accepting to be delivered.
When God said, I'll deliver, he said, no, God, I can't take this on. Don't worry. I can handle this. Okay, how many of you get depressed and sleep all night?
All day. When the sun is so hot. No fan or air conditioning in your house. If you get depressed again from tonight, you are not called. I said, if you get depressed again from tonight, you are not called. That they might obtain a better resurrection. It means that when we all rise up, some rising up is better than some. It's not just opening your eyes and say, Jesus. No, some are better. Yeah, those who suffered for Christ, when they are getting up back, their resurrection is better. I'm surprised at how you allow people to discourage you from even coming to church. I'm surprised about that. I'm surprised about how you are able to listen to nonsense when it comes to you and your relationship with God. I'm surprised about that. I'm surprised about how you take things for granted in the church. And the call of God over your life. I'm preaching the Bible. 36. I like, he says, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. They were scourged. Scourged. He said, yeah, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. If you are called by God, you can't take it for joke, because you're going to go to prison. You can't take it lightly. You can go to jail for the call of God. 37. Go on, my dear. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They take a chainsaw and they cut them into two. That's what the call of God is. You can't take the call of God lightly. They were tempted. They were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins. They didn't have this fancy clothes that we have. And goatskins. And being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Verse 38. I love the one that is in brackets. He said, of whom the world was not worthy. It's like the world was too cheap for people like that. The world was a very ugly place for people who received the call and walked in faith. It's like, I want to just leave here. I want to go out of here. This world is not a place. I want to go. So let them torture me. Let them scourge me. Let them cut me into two. I am too precious for this world. As we are looking for house lots and building houses and buying cars. And when we buy a car, we say, God favored me. You buy a car, you say, God favored you. It's when you are in prison, that's when you should say, God favored me. The world was not worthy. I said the world was not worthy of the people who embraced the call of God. They were so special. They were so precious that this world could not handle them. They had to just check out. That something had to happen for them to just move out. Yeah. That's what the call of God. That's why we go back to Matthew chapter 22. When we go back there, he said, my fatlings are ready. The oxen are ready. Everything is ready. And then you are still sitting down and saying that, oh, but the call of God, I don't understand. I don't want it. I want something better. I'm thinking about marriage. I want to migrate. I want to go to America. You're going to go to America? Have you not seen what is happening in America now? If you're a pastor, you refuse to marry two men, you are going to jail. That's America for you. And that's the place you want your children to go. And to go, all right, how are you doing? How are you doing? Is that what you want? Yeah, pray that your child doesn't come back when they say, mommy, I like women. I is a woman and I is like women too. Yeah. It's too fantastic. I saw it on the internet. They were doing a gay parade in New York. Somebody has dressed like Jesus Christ. And he was kissing a man. I said, you see, this is not just about somebody wanting to put his penis inside somebody's anus, you know. This is about the church. This is about evil that is trying to rise up against the church. Because if you want to kiss a man, if you're a man, you want to kiss a man, so be it. Go. Why do you have to dress like Jesus Christ? Somebody was on the cross. A woman was on the cross. And one woman was holding a placard saying that if Mary had aborted her son, we wouldn't have been in this mess. Yeah. So it's not about anus and penis. It's about Jesus. It's about the church. And I believe that this gay thing is too useless for it to even take my time. It's a small fight because being gay is just like going to steal. It's the same thing. It's nothing important. I mean, being gay is just like lying. Because the Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. So if they want to marry, let them marry. It's not my problem. We'll continue to have our churches and we'll continue to preach. We will send people to Bible school. We will raise pastors. Let them marry men. We will preach, we will teach, and we will raise pastors. Let them know what I want to do. And what I want to do. I will not be distracted by gays at all. They are not important. It's in the Bible. They are not important. They are not important at all. They are not important. They don't have time to wait. It's just another sin that is around. It's It's not anything particular. But it is the church they are trying to fight, and we should take note of it, and we should not allow ourselves to be caught up by it. That's why when we get caught up into it, they will suck our energy. Because distraction is one of the strategies of any war. The enemy is coming from here, and they tell you, no, it's here. Before you realize, bam, you are dead. It's the same thing. The most important thing is preaching. The most important is that people like my boy, my son Jonathan, come. That Jonathan will rise up and become a pastor and preach from 14 years old. You preach. That's what I'm concerned about. Not somebody who's grown up and says, I have a penis and I'll put it through. Go, do whatever you want to do. I don't care about it. This is what I care about. For him to become a pastor. That's what I care about. Come on now. And he's going to be a pastor, I tell you. Come on. The Lord bless you, sir. Be a pastor. Yeah. I was telling Pastor Ralph when we were upstairs, I said, when I hear praise and worship, I hear the children singing more than the older ones. I said, I like that. I love that. You hear the children at the back and then they're singing and they say, Jesus, I only hear their voice. I can't hear the adults. I hear the children rather. I said, this thing is too precious. This thing is too nice. That our children, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, begin to worship Jesus. That is what we are about. Gay, you're gay. Go and be gay. You don't care about it. Go and be gay if that's what you want to do. Go and do it. All right. Sit down, please. You are blocking somebody. So one of the facts about the call of God you must understand is that it is a call to fruitfulness. It's a call to fruitfulness. We are called to be fruitful. And when you look at the principle of being fruitful, you are thinking about a seed becoming a tree and bringing forth fruits. So as you have been called, Brother Brian, as you have been called, God wants you to be like a seed that turns into a tree, that from you we can say that, oh, this person became this because of Brother Brian. I can see this thing because of Brother Brian. Wow, that's another of Brother Brian's fruits. That's another, oh, this lady, it was because of Brother Brian that she was even able to stay in the church. Oh, this gentleman, he married and became a pastor because of Brother Brian. Yeah, that's what the call is about. The call is not about coming to get a wife and a husband and a car and a house. And maybe saving and change things. No. The call is not about that at all. John chapter 15. The call is to be fruitful. You see, Keith Green said something. He said, you don't need to hear a call. You already called. People are saying, oh, I'm waiting to hear a call. No. You already called. Yeah, from birth you are called. In your mother's womb you are called. Yeah, he'll tell you. Don't let people tell you that. Oh, but have you heard from God? I heard from God when I was in my mother's womb. Don't let people come and confuse you about the call of God. Yeah. No. Lighthouse Chapel International. Let's follow what Bishop Iso. Let's be people who are crazy about church and about God. Yeah. I am proud I stay here late to the night. I am proud of my late nights. I am proud of coming to church every day. You use your time to do something else. You be only a Sunday church comer. That's up to you. I am proud that I am a church man. Because maybe you didn't know that I came to this country because of church. I didn't come here to do anything. What did I get? I came here for what? APN UAFC? Where were they when I came? 10 years ago, where were the coalition? Where were they? And if you are going to follow me,
You must be somebody who's also crazy about church. You must be crazy about God. Crazy, are you there? Yeah. You must come from the Nam cell all the time to church. Because if it was a club, you go. If it was a girl. If you see how girls can take us further. Yeah. Again. Well, one day, a friend of mine wanted to go and visit his girlfriend in a secondary school. It's not my girlfriend. It's his girlfriend. I said, come, let me go. My father has traveled. I will steal his car. I will take you. I went to steal my father's Peugeot 404. If you know Peugeot 404. GM 1135. That's a number plate. I took it. He was in the front seat. Went school. The school is far. If I say I'm thieving my father's car, you should know that it's not a place you go with a minibus. It's far. I drove my father's gasoline. I drove the guy there. I was in the car and he was with a girl on the corner and they were kissing and they were cruising and they were, and I was in the car. I'm the driver. It's not my girlfriend, no. It was when you finish satisfying whatever. And I said, man, when we are going home, there's this girl I've been looking for. Let's pass there. Yeah. And we passed the girls. But when the girl saw me on the ride, she began to smile. Hey. Yes. Peugeot 404. GM 1135. She organized drinks for us quickly. Some girl who, when I go, she doesn't mind me. I'm coming with my father's Peugeot 404. GM 1135. It was white in color. White. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's an angel coming. And then when we sat down, we had a nice, you know, drunk. Had a very nice chat. I mean, say, hey, Charlie, I'm on. I'm success has come. Did they do for me? Exciting. It did be. Now, when we were leaving, with all the excitement, the hormones, I wanted, you know, there was something called screeching. You screech a car. When you screech a car, you rev for a while. And you see, these cars are automatic, so sometimes you don't. But when you have the clutch, where you manual, you step on the gas for a while, you rev a while, and then you take your leg off the clutch, and then the tire, woo! So I said, I'll do this thing today. Fasai! You see, the house was behind another house. So you go, you drive close to a wall, and then you turn into the yard. So when I was doing my reverse trick, I and I change it to reverse gear. And I say, rim, rim, and I release my leg. Straight into the wall. Badam! Hey! Then my eyes opened. Hey! And I saw the Lord seated on the right hand side of the Father. Hey! But you see, the girl was there, so I had to go, it's nothing. It'll be anything. It'll be anything. It'll be anything. It'll be anything. So I said, don't worry, don't worry. So it was, it's okay. And then I moved the car. When I went further, then we stopped. I said, Brother! Yeah.
It wasn't my girlfriend. I followed a guy to his girlfriend. And I am coming closer to her house, not so far. Now I am trying to go and look for a girl who is not my girlfriend, but who I'm trying to see if the car will work with the thing. Yeah. My friend helped me. Went to buy this spray. Box spray, yeah. Bomb spray. And then, you know, we're fools. The thing has crashed. The driver's side is... And then we use a bomb spray, we spray it over it with the scratches. I went to park the car quietly. My father came 3 days, 4 days. He didn't realize it. Fifth day. the guy got vexed with me for about 2 months. He wasn't talking to me. He didn't say anything to me. He didn't beat me. He wasn't talking to me for about 2 months. Yeah. Even the car, I was not washing the car anymore. Because every morning, I had to go and wipe the car. My car doesn't need to be wiped. 2 months. Yeah. 2 months leave. Verse 16 of John chapter 15. The call is to make people better. You must have fruits on the ground, Cheryl. You must have people that when you are singing on stage, you can proudly say, you know what? That one. You can't be called and you don't have any fruit. Where is your fruit? He said, you have not chosen me. You have not chosen me. He said, I have chosen you. He said, it tells you that in our wild dreams, we couldn't have even come close to where we are now. Mama, are you here? You thinking about school? You all right? Jesus' name. Okay. You get ice cream cake, right? He said, but I have not chosen you. But I have chosen you. It means that what you and I are into now, it wasn't because we wanted to serve God. He singled us out and he said, you know what? You come. If he had not called and chosen us, we could never have come to church. Just in case you think that, oh, I went to church. I wanted to and I went to church. I wanted to do something in the church and I'm doing it. No, if God did not choose you and me, don't be here. And the signs of God choosing is you. Paul said it. He said, the seal of my apostleship, he said, the stamp on me as an apostle is you. He said, if I wasn't an apostle, you would not be around. He said, you are the seal. When I call myself an apostle, you are the seal. Bam! Finish. Story finished. So what up? You don't need anything else. That's it. So what you are is because God chose you. Not man. Nobody can give you the privilege that you are experiencing and enjoying in the house of the Lord. This is God's house. This is the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus said he will build his church. So if I'm standing here and I'm preaching, it's not because of anything that I could do. It's because God chose me. I wasn't voted. There's no term limit. You can take it to court and say, we want to give Pastor Collins a term limit. You will not succeed. Because it's God keep no, Ayan Chang had nothing on me. No Chinese man can tell whatever what must happen to me. No Chinese. He chose you. But the choosing
was for a purpose. And the choosing is that you go and bring forth fruit. Now, the nice thing about it is that don't say, oh, but Lord, I have been bringing people to church. But he said, no, let your fruit remain. Because if you see Jesus and a fig tree, there were no fruits. And he cursed the tree that he didn't have any fruit. So God does not want to curse you when he comes looking for fruits. That's why he's not hiding the fact away from you that he needs to find your fruit when he comes looking for them. Don't deceive him that, oh, you are excited, you are serving the Lord, you are singing and dancing and clapping, things are getting better. But when we look beyond you, there's not even a single soul who is following you. There's not a single person in the church that you can say, you know what? It's because of me that this person is here in the church. But you rather make people leave the church. You rather make people leave the church. You rather take people's heart away from the church. That's what some people do. That's what Jesus said. Those who don't help gather, they scatter. So he who gathers is with me. He who is with me gathers with me. But he who is not with me, he scatters. So for the sign for you to know those who are not with you is those who make people leave you and leave your presence. Yeah. Yeah, cry. He even attaches something. He said that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Give me Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, and we'll finish with. The call is about fruitfulness. Don't let anybody leave serving God because of you, you know. Uncle Courtney, we are looking for your fruit, you know. We are looking for your fruit. Yeah. Don't let anybody. You see, you don't have none. You don't have fruit. And you are also making somebody leave the church. And you think that you're dealing with Pastor Collins, you're dealing with Lighthouse. No, you're a joker. You don't understand. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so easy. He said, whose seed is in itself. So God was ensuring a cycle of reproduction. Because as long as the seed is planted, it becomes a tree and it bears fruit. Then you have seed also in the fruit. So when the fruit also drops, then the seed out of the fruit also continues. So you are talking about generation long of production. That's why the servant who hid his talent, he said, I know you are a very difficult man. You look for things where you cannot even find. He said, you look for profit where you can't even get profit. He said, that is the exact thing that I judge you on. If you knew I am somebody who looks for profit, why did you hide this one talent? The words of your mouth is what I'm using to judge you. If you know me and you know that I am such that I go all around scraping for souls, well, why did I give you a talent and you didn't bring me souls? After his kind, God's creation. Anything like the church, and I spoke about church growth. Anything that God is into, it must grow. Yeah. God doesn't make midgets. There's something about their growth. That's why they are midgets. Baku is never associated with God. Baku is always associated with the devil. Isn't it? Because what God is into, it grows. In a similar way, whatever God creates, it produces. So when God calls us and he sanctifies us and he makes us Christians, we are like trees, we are like seeds. We must also reproduce. The call of God is to be reproductive. So don't sit around and enjoy church alone and come around and be okay with yourself and all of that. And those 30 guys whose names I have, please help me pray for them. I'll pray for them. I want at least 20 of them to go to Bible school. Shaquille. Hey, I want to bear fruit too. Hey, I want to bear fruit. Hey,
Yeah, if I can only make 20 people go to Lighthouse Chapel International, Ghana, to become pastors. We have to shake the place, because people by faith, they subdued kingdoms. We can subdue the kingdom of the Cooperative Republic of Guyana. We can subdue it. We can subdue it. I tell you. And history has proven it, that without seemingly people getting involved, people can just walk to the church surrounding their lives to Christ, because there will be a certain wave of the power of God that people will, even in their house, they'll be touched by it. Crime will stop. Killings will stop. We will not have people saying they like gay colors anymore. They choose a color, one out of the colors. They will choose one. Say, I like red, not the rainbow. I like red. I tell you, wait. And that is my desire, my prayer before I die. Lord, let there be a shaking that I'll be involved in after we are gone. Somebody said, there was a man, William Carey, Adoniram Judson, came to Guyana. Out of him, so many people became pastors, and they shook Guyana. I believe it, brother. I believe it. It will happen. It will come to pass. Young men will not want anything but to become pastors. Stand to your feet, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord. The call is for fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Love unfailing, overtaking my heart. You take me in, finding peace again. Fear is lost in all you are.
I'll give the world.
I will give the world to tell your story, cause I know that you've called me.
I know that you have called me.
I know that you've called me. I lost myself for good within your promise. I won't hide it. I won't hide it. Jesus, I believe in you, and I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God, and all the world will see you are God. You are God.
Jesus, I,
Jesus, I believe in you, and I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God, and all the world will see you are God. You are God.
Jesus, I,
Jesus, I believe in you. And I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God. All the world will see you are God. You are God.
Jesus, I believe it. Come on, sing it.
I will go
from the bottom of your heart.
To the ends of the earth.
Whether you are male or female,
to the ends of
God has
the
called
earth.
You.
For
He's called you to fruitfulness.
Alone,
He's called
God.
You to serve somebody else.
All the world will see.
You've been called to fruitfulness.
You are God. You are God.
Jesus, I.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Oh.
Go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God, and all the world will see you are God. You are God.
Jesus, I. Come on, confess it tonight. We believe in you, Jesus Christ.
To the ends of the earth. Yeah. To the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God. And all the world will see you are God. You are God.
You are here tonight. You are not saved. What is the effect of preaching if it doesn't make you born again? Pastor, tonight I'm here. I'm not saved. I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell when I die. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. He wants to come in. He wants to stay in your heart. He wants to be your Lord and your God. If you want to respond yes tonight, wherever you are, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, I need Jesus. God bless you. Pastor, I want Jesus. Just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me. Come, sweetheart, come. Come, young lady, come. I'll meet you right there, come.
To the mercy seat where Jesus,
right here, stand in front of me here. God bless you. How old are you? You are. You are 11 years old. You are 13. You are 12. You are 14, and you are 15. Wow! Where did you all come from tonight? God has a purpose for your lives. God bless you, my dear. Wow. What's your name? Keen. Keen. Wow. Close your eyes with me, church. Close your eyes. As we usher these people into the kingdom of God, it takes a prayer. Bible says, believe with your heart and confess with your mouth, and you shall be saved. So pray this prayer after me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I believe he rose again on the third day. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. From tonight, I confess Jesus as my personal Savior and my Lord. And I know that I'm born again. I have been saved from hell. I am now a child of God, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.